Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome back to Budget Arcade, your low-cost solution to budget games? I don't know. And you know, Scott hasn't given me a script to read off of for these off weeks, which I'm grateful for. That is definitely not needed. However, you're going to get me every other week spouting some BS that you never heard before when it comes to the title of this podcast, and or the name of this podcast. We're Budget Arcade. We review indie and free-to-play video games in our main weeks, which is every other week, not featuring me solo. We take a game that is either coming out, has been out for a little bit, or maybe it's been out for a while. We just haven't gotten around to it, but they're typically free-to-play or low-cost indie titles. And we rate and review them. Me, your boy Scott, your boy Jeff, and sometimes Elliot. And we, you know, we tell you if it's worth a garbage, worth anything. But typically it's probably garbage. But hey, the ones we've played recently haven't been, so you should check those out. Hit the back catalog. Last week we played BattleBots something. Bot World Adventure, that's what it was called, BattleBots. Anyways, we played that last week. Make sure you're caught up on that one. Next week we're getting into the Wordle craze, and so we're gonna review not all of them because there's a ton of them, but all the most popular Wordle type games that are out there and sweeping the internet by storm. So catch us next week as well. But here in these off weeks, I typically take you through a mini adventure of my own where I give you some video game news that's transpired over the past 2 weeks. I typically will shout out at least once a month what's coming in the upcoming month, which we'll do today in this episode. Let you know what's coming into the world of video games for the month of May. And then I'll tell you what I've been playing. And so it's typically only about 15, 20 minutes. Last week was, or 2 weeks ago, was a little bit longer episode, but I'm going to try to keep it short and simple today. That way I'm not occupying too much of your time. So a little bit of video game news. Microsoft, specifically Xbox, has announced the Halo Infinite Season 2 Lone Wolves. That's the title of Season 2. Lone Wolves will officially be kicking off May 3rd. And there was a trailer that was released for it. And some artwork. And the artwork features three Spartan characters. And they're all holding different guns. And they all have different armor and they're different colors. And the artwork looks cool. And, you know, they all have different types of helmets. So it wasn't announced what exactly is going to be in Season 2. But it is coming May 3rd. Only on Xbox. Halo Infinite, the multiplayer. And it is titled Lone Wolves. So, and make sure you catch the Budget Arcade review of Halo Infinite's free-to-play multiplayer, which we all unanimously decided was a fantastic game and deserves you to be playing it, and the episode also deserves your ears, so make sure you're tuning back into that. I forget which month we did that in, but it's not that long ago. Just scroll to it. Anyways, May 3rd. We had the BAFTA 2022 Video Game Awards, and where they awarded different games, and the BAFTA Awards are the British Academy of Film and Television Awards, and they have a video game faction. And so I'll just run through these awards real quick. The nominees for best game were Deathloop, Forza Horizon 5, Inscription, It Takes Two, Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart, and Returnal. And the BAFTA for best game went to Returnal. And sorry, can't get on board with that. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart was the best game last year. So, but anyways, Best Game Award goes to Returnal. The nominees for Best British Game, and I shall read these into the British. No, it's not even a British. Why did I even do that? God, I hate myself sometimes. So the BAFTAs handed out their awards. You can look them up for a complete list of winners. However, they handed their award for best video game of 2021 to Returnal, the PS5 exclusive sci-fi roguelike. So we had a video game announcement here over the weekend, and by the time you're listening to us, back over the weekend, Kingdom Hearts 4 and Kingdom Hearts Missing Link were officially announced at the franchise's 20th anniversary event. And there was some footage shown, some artwork, but Square Enix did confirm that the game is in quote-unquote early development, and so do not anticipate this game anytime soon. And I don't know why people get excited for these Kingdom Hearts games. I don't know why anybody gets excited for Square Enix games. It's just, eh. But anyways, there was a trailer that was released or played before the announcement, and yeah, it's something to tickle your fancy for a little bit. Kingdom Hearts 4 and Kingdom Hearts Missing Link. So yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3 was released back in 2019, and so we're talking, that's 3 years now, 4 years. It's probably not going to be it's not coming out. Listen, Kingdom Hearts 4 ain't coming out until 2024. Bet it. Mortgage the house and bet on it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I don't take any responsibility if you actually do that and it's not true and you lose your house. So please don't do that. So anyways, that's pretty much, hasn't been a whole lot of news here in the video game world, in the past week. So let's talk about what's coming to video game consoles in the month of May. So we, month of April wasn't great. The month of May is not any better. We have Salt and Sacrifice coming to the PlayStation 5, the PlayStation 4, and the PC on May 10th. We have Evil Dead the Game, which you may be interested in, you may not. It's coming to the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, the Xbox One, the Switch, and the PC on May 13th. Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, coming to all your consoles on May 19th, and we got some DLC for the for Microsoft's Flight Simulator, the Top Gun Maverick DLC, which is coming at the end of the month, May 27th, for all of your Xbox consoles and the PC. We have MX vs. ATV Legends coming on May 24th. Sniper Elite 5 for all your consoles coming on May 26th. And Pac-Man Museum Plus coming to the all your older gen consoles as well as Xbox Series X and S on May 27th. So once again, a pretty barren month for video games. If you have Game Pass or you're a PS Now subscriber, that's probably your best bet for the month of May. All right, so tell you a little bit about what I've been playing here the past couple weeks, and it's not a whole lot different than what I was playing in the last episode 2 weeks ago. I'm still chugging along in Horizon Forbidden West. The game is amazing. I just finished the main storyline. I love the ending. I loved the world building that this entire game introduced, and I'm not gonna go into any spoilers, but I am stoked to see where Aloy and a third game in this franchise go. How Earth may play into a larger, how this franchise could now move into off world, or introduce non-humans to the franchise. It's exciting. This game is the best we're going to get this year. And that's nothing against Elden Ring or anything that's coming in the second half of the year, but Horizon Forbidden West is your game of the year, and I'm excited to get into more of the side quest and discover more of the map in this game. I've still got a couple weapons to unlock. I still got a lot of the cauldrons to get under the belt, so. There's still a lot of trophies left for me, and I'll still probably be playing this for another month or two. I'm also still chugging along with Pokemon Legends Arceus, and that game has gotten a little bit more of my softer side. I was a bit harsh on it 2 weeks ago, and while the game is not... It's not a great game for the Switch. It is a more than good enough game, Pokemon game, and I hope that the next open world Pokemon game builds on this and corrects a lot of the shortcomings that this game has. But the main fun factor comes with just running around the map, catching all the Pokemon you can. And you know, the storyline isn't anything to write home about, but the real adventure comes from catching all of the Pokemon that you can. And for that, the game is fantastic, and it's great to just pick up, run around, catch 20 Pokemon, and put down. And that's the greatest thing about it. And I don't think it needs really anything more than that. A better story would be great, but when you have a game that is a prequel or a prequel story to the Pokemon universe, I don't know how good a game story-wise you can get, but the map needs work, the characters need work, but at its core, it's catching Pokemon, and that's what it does best. So I'm still playing those games. I got what do I have on deck? Oh, I've got Tokyo Ghostwire for the PS5 waiting on me to finish up Horizon Forbidden West. So I've heard Ghostwire is really good, you know, and not revolutionary, but still really good. So I'm excited to dive into that. So if you want to get at the podcast, you can find us on all your social media platforms at Budget Arcade or Budget Arcade Games, depending on the platform. If you want to join our Discord, you can do so via the show notes below. There's a link there. It'll take you right to our Discord. We'd love to have you. We have a pretty bustling community of gamers of all sorts, casual right to your hardcore. And we love talking games. We love talking movies and television. We have a designated Wordle channel where we're all keeping track of who the smartest one in the bunch is. But we'd love to have you. And when I say we're all inclusive, I really mean that. You won't find a better group of gamers out there. So join us, please. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/budgetarcade and throwing us some money. We would appreciate that. You can also purchase some T-shirts. We have either three or four different designs to choose from. And, you know, every little bit helps. Me, Scott, and Jeff, we don't do this for any sort of money. We don't get paid. We all do this because we love video games. We love podcasts. And we love the community that has formed around us that also loves video games. So, yeah, join us next week as we review the Wordle type games, and make sure you're throwing the creator of the music for the podcast, Stimage, some love. You can find his music at metroidmetal.com, and we'll catch you next week.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.